Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala, wajhahu al-Kareem, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. His mother, Sayyidina Fatma bint Asad, radiallahu ta'ala anha, named him after his father's name, Heather, whereas his father named him Ali. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam granted him the title of Asadullah. Apart from these titles, Murtaza, Karrar, Sher-e-Khuda and Mawla Mushkil Kusha are his famous titles. Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is a paternal cousin of the most noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The kunya of the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a son of the Holy Prophet's paternal uncle, Abu Talib. After 30 years of Amul Fil, Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, was born inside the Holy Kaaba on a Friday, the 13th of Rajab. The name of his mother is Sayyidina Fatma bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 10 years old when he came into the fold of Islam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was raised in the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained active in supporting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and promoting the religion of Islam throughout his life. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a distinguished reputation because of being amongst the Muhajireen Awwaleen and the Ashra-i Mubashshara and possessed many other remarkable attributes. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part with exceptional bravery in the battles of Badr, Uhud and Khandaq. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and Muhajireen pledged the bay'at to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and elected him as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, that is, commander and leader of the believers, who held the office of Khilafat for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. On the 17th or 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded by a Khariji's